State officials have set November 5th as the date for the special election in the 2nd Hamden and Hampshire Senate District. It will be concurrent with municipal elections in several communities in the district, which could boost turnout, but could also keep out candidates already committed to running for local office. Kanapik of Westfield announced on Monday that he planned to resign and end a more than two-decade career on Beacon Hill to take a newly created job in the administration at Westfield State University. The race to succeed Kanapik is wide open in the view of Springfield-based political consultant Tony Signoli.
This is a seat that could be open to both parties, clearly. The Republicans have held it under Senator Kanapik for some time.
Area Democrats reportedly plan to meet this weekend to talk strategy for capturing the seat.
I think they would be concerned on it staying in the Republican column, even though there's such a small number of Republicans in the Senate. Anyone who was in Kanapik's mold, anybody who might even get Kanapik's blessing for this seat, is someone that the Democrats are going to be concerned about.
Kanapik's departure will leave just three Republicans in the 40-member Senate. He said he did not vet his decision to resign with colleagues or party officials.
I felt I've represented and been a standard bearer for the party in a very credible and powerful way over that time. But, you know, the consideration was more professional, was more family-oriented.
The first candidate to announce a run for the Senate seat this week was State Representative Donald Humison, a Republican who has represented Westfield in the House for a decade. He said he is not running just to try to keep the Senate seat for his party.
I'm running for the district, just as I have in all of my races. I'm really running to be the state senator and to do the best job that I can for everyone here in the 2nd Hamden and Hampshire.
Humison said he'll stress his constituents' service more than his voting record.
One of the things I've done over the 10 years that I've represented my city in the House of Representatives is put an emphasis on customer service, constituent services. So it's not just the legislature and the voting and the debating that takes place in Boston, but also the things that I can do for the people back here at home.
The only announced Democratic candidate so far is Michael Tausnick, the 8-term mayor of East Hampton, who is not running for re-election and had planned to retire from politics until the Senate seat suddenly opened up.
I think I have a lot to offer as a member of the Senate. I have a lot of experience locally. I understand communities. I understand how services are delivered in those communities. I understand how state government operates and how state policies affect cities and towns.
Tausnick points out that Kanapik did not always vote in lockstep with Republicans, such as last month when he was the only Republican vote for the new state budget.
To be quite honest, I'd love to be able to emulate Senator Kanapik. You know, he really is the example that I intend to follow. The idea that you can work with everyone, and really what you're trying to do is do the things, the right things that mean the most or provide the best opportunities for the people you serve.
A couple of potential Democratic candidates, Holyoke City Treasurer John Lumbra and Westfield City Councilor Brian Sullivan, announced they would not run. Democratic State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke, who was just elected to the House last November, said he'll make an announcement on Monday about whether he'll run for the Senate seat. Candidates face an August 27th deadline to file nomination papers with the signatures of at least 300 registered voters. Primaries, if required, would be held on October 8th. In addition to Westfield, East Hampton, and Holyoke, the district includes Agawam and part of the city of Chicopee, and the towns of Southwick, Granville, Russell, Montgomery, and Toland. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.